only Toto.
$2,000. Toto comes with cost?
He obviously doesn't know what the design is.
A Toto is not $2,000.
I said,
with the bidet, with the.
I have. All my Totos are Totos.
Really?
Yeah, they're regular toilets. They're great toilets. They're great toilets.
They're the one that you fold in.
One time, it goes away.
Laser Bay. The things flush amazing.
Laser Bay is their company, Home Depot.
Yeah, so now they switched it to Kraft & Main. This is the company. I sent you the link.
Okay.
I like Kohler toilets.
Kohler, yeah.
I like the flush on it.
No, my wife wanted.
Where's the spicy fries?
One is much easier to clean.
So, yeah. Both? Yerman, can you pass me a plate, please? Give me a plate over there. Rabbi Friedman, pass me a plate.
I tried to argue my wife to put a urine on it. She doesn't want.
You don't know, and you don't understand why.
Huh?
How many boys do you have?
He doesn't have any boys. Pass me all your boys are girls. They don't really push like my kids.
French fries?
More of my kids put down a
fries. Aiden would love it if he had a urinal.
Aiden would love it if he had a urinal. That was a challenge.
And he got it right in, except what he didn't.
All the toilets are full. Why are you putting that?
So they have a mirror in the bathroom over the toilet, and it's low enough.
Oh, no.
I got warned, my brother-in-law was like, I'm going there for the first time.
To see if we have a person up.
Exactly.
We can all the same.
Where is this?
In my in-law's old house. Had the mirror that came down
Where Lieberman lives.
But it was a short toilet.
Where Lieberman, your in-laws, not your parents.
I don't know. You ever go to my in-laws when I first went, they had it's a seat with no elongated. You can't even get into the toilet. Can't get in. So I would sit down, go to the bathroom, and then stand up and pish, and then sit down. You can't get in. I have no shaykhs.
It's like a Brooklyn house.
No shaykhs. And you can't fit elongated toilet in the bathroom.
Said,
it's like
house.
It's the one off the kitchen. That bathroom off the kitchen is the worst.
I grew up with that. You walk in, you can't turn around.
And they turn on. You turn on the water when you go to the bathroom. You flush 15 times, and the whole kitchen, everybody's in the kitchen schmoozing.
Oh, and I and not all those kitchen fans had bathrooms, and they had fans in the bathroom.
And then everybody's like, is everything go right over there? Oh, good, good.
Not
everybody.
By the way, you were lucky if you had a kitchen bathroom in the kitchen.
Door still around.
By the way, you only had one upstairs.
That door.
That was it.
How much did that pay for that door? In Pamela Drive, there's someone living there. Leave them in his house.
I remember when his father put that door.
That door is.
His father bought it from Mexico.
Yeah, from a furniture company. Yeah.
He paid nothing for it.
Nothing. Couple
it's probably dollars. If you buy this door here, it's $10,000, more than
$10,000.
25.
Yeah. Yeah, at least.
Price to that?
You get a standard pivot door.
You want to know what a house cost? Hakol ilach achah delas. I spoke to Shlomo Herzog. Told me this. You saw it, and it's true.
Which Shlomo, the contractor?
Yeah.
The one that he used.
Go to any house, look at the front door, whatever it costs, just add the zeros.
The door.
Any house. It's a $10,000 door, it's $1 million. $20,000 door, it's $2 million. $35,000, it's 3.5.
You're saying so it's a $350 door from Home Depot, it's a $350,000 house.
Yes.
I'm the exception because Dafka didn't put a front door in when my wife wanted.
Right now I have
It wasn't in the budget. I have a $150 door from Home Depot right now. It's a skill thing.
I have a $150 door.
House cost me a lot more than $150,000.
Okay.
I have a
if you were going to put a door, what would the door cost?
It cost me $5,000-$6,000.
That's
okay.
The problem.
So what did your house cost you to build? $500,000?
$400,000.
Okay, so that's the answer.
I have right now $20.
Who's my first landlord?
Who's the first landlord?
The nicest people in the world.
Oh, yeah. Very nice guy.
I have a $200 door and
I passed by a house that he built.
I'm actually
I called him up. I said, that door's $35,000. He's like, nah, $45,000. And the house is $4.5
million. Why does it cost so much for
a
door?
Well,
why does a door cost so much money?
Well, if you can afford
grand door,
a custom house and you have the money, the only
the
person
the
go look at all the custom houses and look at the doors,
the doors
and you'll see these
so
doors.
Money.
Yes, they are.
They shouldn't cost so much.
Of course they do.
They are. They're custom. Goyim also spend money on doors.
Doors
and windows, Goyim spend money. Go to Colts Neck. My father has a friend that sells windows. He sells custom windows. He has orders in Colts Neck. $3-4 million for windows.
Yeah, they don't know.
We're talking about Anderson, the highest series
Anderson
with custom Miami. With custom rounds and trims and inside a sea bag on Hope Chapel, put in walnut wood 800 series Anderson windows. Okay, that means the whole window is made out of walnut wood. That's what he wanted in his house. Each window is $5,500. It's custom walnut wood. So when you stay in there, look. You're talking about.
So the Israeli window, you know the windows.
And he has four windows left over in the sitting in storage in by the guy selling the windows. I asked him if I could have for the yeshiva. Seabag says he'll give you for $1,000 a window. I said the windows are garbage. Nobody's ever going to touch them. They're tall windows. They're this tall. Anyway, I found another guy to give me windows for free, so I don't need his windows.
If I ever had the money to build a house on something that I ever wanted, why I ever wanted to build a house like that, the only person I ever would use would be Herzog. Every single, before every nail goes into a stud, goes to the mikveh before.
Yeah, but he has no budget. He has no budget.
No budget. He's not building a house on a budget.
I said, if I ever had the money, a house that he builds,
Yeah, it's good pickers, but you have to have money for the pickers.
I said,
for a regular house.
I said, no, you don't use them.
Yeah, but you have to realize everybody would do the same thing. It's just that.
He's no budget.
Chop is not building those kind of houses. But if you hire Chop to build that kind of house, Chop would do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
He's a big enough controlled person that he'll sit home a whole year without any jobs if he doesn't get that job. I mean, that's all he wants. He's not interested.
All he wants high-end?
He wants a specific kind of job. Not high-end.
He wants a customer that has no budget.
He wants the Rabbi Schwer.
He wants the client, exactly.
Rabbi Schwer is very tight, but...
No, Rabbi Schwer is not tight.
No.
The Rabbi Schwer wants this kind of quality.
Exactly.
Stryker wants this kind of guy. He wants those kind of guys.
Rabbi Schwer's house?
Yeah, sure.
I thought
Rabbi Schwer loves him.
Rabbi Schwer
is his best friend. He did. He helped him. Told him what to buy, what not to buy. This doesn't make sense.
He was a second-hand contractor. He was mamish.
How do you do it yourself? You don't have a contract license. You don't have a general contractor. You can do it yourself. What do you mean?
You can do everything yourself.
Without a general contractor.
Homeowner can do whatever he wants.
Really?
Yeah, homeowner can do whatever he wants. You can do electric yourself.
Hello. There's no problem. I'm doing it myself then.
Yeah, but you have to know.
I know who to talk to. I know who to talk to.
You have to go fill out your permits, and you got to make sure you know what you're talking about. They catch up sometimes in the
and they're much stricter today.
No, the township, they catch you up.
Lakewood Township took a problem now.
Really?
Yeah, no, because I'm a homeowner, right? You go in there, so I got to look at your plan. The guy starts telling you, yes, you're using one number wire behind the thing. You're like,
No, I have a contract. I have an electrical contract.
No, they can't do that.
I'm doing general contracting myself.
No general contracting.
General contracting means nothing.
As a homeowner,
but that's the license that you need.
In New Jersey,
no, you don't need it.
If you want to change out.
Right, the subset license.
If you're a GC, then you could use unlicensed subs because you're taking that
credit.
For example, if you want to change out a light fixture, officially you have to pull a permit in the township. Officially.
For a light fixture,
according to the law.
Hey, I don't think so.
You do?
Yeah?
Yeah, but if you want to...
I need thousands of permits.
I just said no one's ever catching.
That's why when you say Kol Nidre, you
had a mice. Kol Nidre.
Baruch Hashem, the mice that come out and died. So a lot of things out of his plates. You know, he went to get ahead of everybody. And now I started a fresh slate 2 years ago.
I was in the township, the BMG once, and a guy comes in as a homeowner, he hired a contractor that didn't want to pay.
Behind the guy, behind the scenes.
And the inspector is like, you know, I see your plumbing using 3/4 inches on this pitch. And the guy's like,
okay.
Huh? You're doing it yourself? Yeah, of course. Really? I just told you using shingles, right? You're talking about plumbing. I had no clue. Dude, you can't do this yourself. Obviously, having a contract. I'm going to pull a permit. I'm not approving it. Goodbye.
Really?
Yeah, you have to go. If you're going to make as if you're doing it, you have
They got a little rough right now.
But at least
you still know. At least you know, you're using, 3/4 inch, this, or you're using.
I'm just saying, you have to be able to.
You have to know.
You don't know.
You have to be able to at least confidently.
But if you're going to do it yourself, you have to. You know the difference between 3-inch pipe and 4-inch pipe.
1 inch.
You have to do your homework.
You got to do your homework.
Yeah. So if you're going to try to.
He only knows 1 inch, that's all he has.
1-inch pipe. Need at least 3 inches. You have to afford it. But you have to perform. You want toilets to really flush?
Really? I have toilets on 2 inch over here.
No, you don't. And they don't stuff up.
Whatever. I got.
You gotta be kidding me. You put it on 2 inch.
I think I have 2 inch over here.
At least 2.5.
Yeah, you smell anything?
On the sink, maybe.
sink for sure.
Not on the toilet.
Well, maybe I got 3-inch.
3-inch.
Don't
yeah,
tell
not
anybody.
Not on the toilet. Not gonna put 3-inch on the toilet.
I got the automatic.
It's not gonna go.
Shoots it through.
It's not gonna go.
Powerful. Yeah, let's go. Also, only ladies use it. They don't go to the bathroom much. The office.
Again, never go by your house.
It's worse, by the way, because they flush more things than you want to flush.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I knew those property management. You have to tell me about it.
Hi, Rubesden.
The sewer guy was pulling out his.
Yeah, but he starts pulling out of the toilets.
I had this model in one building. I don't know who it was. The guy pulling a lady's underwear from the sewer all the time. I don't know. I mean, it's like.
There's a guy having a matzav over there.
He can't take it home.
He can't take it out. You know what I mean?
You leave it behind. What stays in Vegas? It stays in Vegas.
I pull underwear out of the air conditioning ducts. Guy's office. I guess he wasn't cold.
He wasn't cold. This was not his issue.
Hey, give me bottom.
That's right.
In my slab. You need to bury anything, by the way, in the slab. Let's go.
Yitzi.
Jimmy Hoffa's cousin. Put them all in. Cost me less than the concrete. I'm down.
You need something? What do you want?
Pizza.
And what?
Pizza calzone.
Okay. A plate here?
A plate?
There's a whole pie. Give me a calzone plate. Calzone plate. He wants a piece of calzone anyway. Okay, and fries. Give me some fries over there.
What about pizza?
Give me those fries.
You want some good garlic nuts?
Who wants this junk anyway? Here, Yitzi, here. Okay, let's go. We gotta go. It's late. Oh my gosh.
Yes, some air conditioning for yourself.
You don't need it. Not gonna need it this year.
Not gonna be hot, you think?
Nah.
Next year, you like.
Today was so hot.
Next year's gonna be
there. Friday also was hot.
Okay, let's go.
Huh?
With the undertaker.
Friday was hot also.
Hi, Rubesden. Welcome to Dalon Base. Tayshi is sponsored. Fushle Meliezer Ben Chana Malka. A guy in the neighborhood was diagnosed. Should have a Fushlema. Yeah. Hi, Rubesden.
Oh, it's today's daf, you saying?
Yeah, we're doing today's daf.
Oh, just some zen. I'm sorry.
No,
I'll go there.
Yeah, go
I do my thing there.
Yeah, go be Mark the guitarist over there. Hi, Rubesden.
No, I don't need this.
You don't need much.
Open
use the 3-inch pipe. Hi, Rubesden. That's wet over there, maybe.
I'm not sure that was back in Yeshiva. For orientation. So first good orientation. So the fourth grader, he's sitting inside the chairs. Really, that bench is set up. One guy, I don't know who was the end of the bench, you hear the whole bench vibrating. You're like, I'm back in the row. The boss is with Matzah Shabbos.
Oh, Matzah Shabbos, dude.
Like a factory.
They do Matzah Shabbos orientation?
Yeah, they have get the parking every night. It's what they do. It's a beautiful thing. But they do it. On a Matzah Shabbos, they do it. The amount of money the hall would have made. I mean, the cheder would have made from renting out the hall. They put that into the Rebbe's fund. Cheder has a Rebbe's fund. The Rebbe makes simchas as they give him. So even though they don't want to give it during the year because they don't want to lose a wedding. But they're doing the Matzah Shabbos when there's no event. But the money they would have made, the $20,000, whatever they would have made,
So the Gemara. Hayru Bezdin, Vasu Kola Kol. Bezdin made up Psak Din, and the whole call followed a Ruban, a Rav of the call. Al Pia Mevim Par, well, it's called Mevim Par Vasar, Divre Meir. Ay. Who sneezes in such a heat? If you die, Meir, Yud Beis Shvatim Mevim Yud Beis Parim. No, it's called Mevim Yud Beis Parim, Shnei Masar Asirim. So he says that it's 12. Each shaver brings its own thing. If you Shimon Aymer, Yud Gimel Parim, Avais Kom Shloisha Asa Parim, Yud Gimel Sirim, Par Vasar, Al Khosh Avashayu, Par Vasar, Al Bezdin. That basically it's the Shvatim and Bezdin has to bring, so it's 13 total. What about Hayru Bezdin also Zion Shvatim, a Ruban, Alpian? Mevi'im par, they bring a par. Vayiskol mevi'im par v'sar, divrei Meir. He holds only one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zayin Shvatim Shchatu.
You okay there?
Let me bring him to the bench. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zayin Shvatim Shchatu, mevi'im Zayin Parim. V'sharshvatim Shloichotu, mevi'im Adayim Par. They're included in this, and they have to bring Adayim Par, even though they weren't Chatu. Shaf Elu Shloichotu, mevi'im Adayim Chaitim. Shemin Omer, no. Ches parim, I'm just calling ches parim, the ches yirim, parvasol choshev v'shevet, parvasol bezdin, and the other people who weren't chayta, they don't have to bring anything. Hayru bezdin shal echem rashvatim. What happens? It wasn't bezdin al gadol. It was Rishloim Mills bezdin, his shevet. V'also isar shevet al pien, or isar shevet to chayv, v'shak rashvatim b'turim divrei Yehuda. Chamarim incha yomel al hayriyos bezdin ha gadol b'vad shnevav kaldas yisrael yishgu leadas oisay. Shevet. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan.
Even smokes like European. No, Americans don't sit there with a cigarette like that.
No, so you have to put it in the fork. No,
he doesn't want it to go between
all the Europeans. You put the cigarette through the fork, so you smoke like this.
I did BMG's roof. I know where the forks are. Up by the fire escape. They have all over the fire escape.
I know. By
Civiac's house.
I know.
Why? Because they were holding
the fingers. They don't want to hold it with their fingers. You don't smell.
Oh, shouldn't smell the fingers.
I can tell what's a Laguna roof. I stand in the puddles whenever I'm up there.
Oh, yeah? I didn't change the roof. I just covered it.
I know.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. Tarabana. Yadu Shahiru.
The whole roof.
Yadu Shahiru, I got that job in COVID. It was a very interesting job. Aaron Cutler decided to go for it, but he bargained me. Whew. But listen. Tell him about Yadu Shahiru, Vitol. They made a mistake, and Bezdin knows they made a mistake. Mahoiru, Yochel Yuchayovim, Tamalim, the guy who ate it, basically someone ate Chelov. Tamalim, Rabbanoi de Hachatos. Loish Yodio Achoitim. Means that the guy who ate.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know, so he has to know, and since he doesn't know, that's you don't bring a carbon. Ashchatu, chatu shnei shvatim. That's a chatu. Chatu shnei shvatim. Mevim shnei parim. Chatu shloisha. Mevim shloisha. Oyein oimer. El chatu shnei yichidim. Mevim shnei parim. Chatu gimel. Mevim gimel. Tamlema hakol chayev. Shtamal hakol chayev. Chol v'kol chayev. Ketzad. Chatu shnei shvatim. Tu shvatim v'chatu. Mevim shnei parim. Chotu zayim, mevin zayim. B'shah shvotim, shloi chotu, mevin adem par. So I'm going to say, par, shafilu elu shloi chotu, mevin adem chotim. Par, shafilu elu shloi chotu, mevin adem chotim. Like, remember, call, l'chav, call, call, call. The Rebbe Yehuda. So he says, every call, v'choyev, but not the people that weren't zindikt. Rebbe Shimon Oymer, zayin shvotim chotu, mevin zayin parim, ubezim mevin adem par, shnemel amata. Sorry, heels, they do. Rav Shimon says no. No, that's Rav Shimon. I'm saying Yehuda holds even the
also,
people who weren't chayta.
Oh, Zayin Shvatim Chatu Zayin Parim. Who based in also Mavim Aydein? Who's that?
Where are you reading?
Shimon, no.
That's Rav Shimon. Zayin Shvatim Chatu Zayin Parim. Who based in Mavim Aydein? Because that's Rav Shimon Shita.
Yeah.
That Bezdin has to add. Rav Yehuda Shita is Bezdin doesn't bring.
Bezdin also Bezdin always brings even though the Shevet brings.
No, Rav Yehuda Shita is not either. Rav Yehuda Shita only the Shevet brings.
Rav Shimon,
yeah, I'm talking about Rav Yehuda. Right, but Rav Yehuda Shita is that Zayin Shvatim bring.
Only the Bezdin, only the Shvatim bring.
And they also have to bring for the people who weren't chayta.
That's something else.
Right. Rav Shimon Oymer, Zayin Shvatim Shchatu Mevin Zayin Parim, Bezdin Mevin Adem Par. Shnei Melamata Kol, Venei Melamal Kol, Ma Kol, Am Melamal Bezdin, Ima Kol, which says Me'ene Eido, Av Kol, Am Melamata Bezdin Ma Kol. Remei Oymer, Zayin Shvatim Shchatu, Bezdin Mevin Adem Par. Vehem Beturim, Venei Melamal Mata, Venei Melamal Mala, Ma Kol, Am Melamal Bezdin Vele Tzibur, Av Kol, Am Melamata Bezdin Vele Tzibur. Rav Shimon Elazar Oymer, Anu Shita, Mishmai, Chatu Shish Shvatim, Vein Rubo Shakol, Oy Zion, Al Mishen Rubo Shakol Mevin Par.
Rubo Shakol means individual.
Yeah, so whether it's Rubo because they're Rav Shvatim or because Rav people, either way you bring.
You have Rav in order to kick it off.
Yeah.
Otherwise it just becomes a Bezdin.
Exactly. Amamar, Venoy da Achatos, Veloy Shiyoy da Achaitim.
The sinner doesn't know.
Let me just tell this guy.
Is that a pasuk? Oh, there's a pasuk.
What do you have there? Oh, okay. So we just did this one. In Hakol. One second. Oh, this is the Hakol one. Hey, number one. Okay. Amar Mar, V'noi Dachatas, V'loi, where's the V'noi Dachatas? Right here. V'noi Dachatas, V'loi Shiyoidu Achoyte. Mantana, who is this? Amar Yudam Ravi, Tamar Ravod, Loi Kerab Eliezer. The Tanan, Amar Belezer, Gemara in Croesus, Man of Shach. If a guy eats Chelev, you have Chelev and Noiser in front of you, and the guy doesn't know what he ate, so Rabbi Lezer holds, Man of Shach, Im Ochel Chelev, Im Chelev Ochel Chayev, Im Noiser Ochel Chayev. So either way you Chayev. Rav Ash, and Rav Shimon over there argues. So Rav Ash, he says, I feel Tamar Rabbi Lezer, even if you can go like Rabbi Lezer, there's a difference between this case and Christus. Why? Shayin Ochel Chsev HaShachotu Aleo. So over here, it says, you have to know what you were chayt on. Over there, it doesn't matter what it is. Either you ate Chelev or you ate Noiser. It doesn't matter. Same thing over there. Ashachata ba, he's got the psukim, the red. So Gemara says,
Gary's got the right elevation.
Gary has the elevation. Pratla misasek. Misasek means that you. The typical case of Misasik is where a guy goes to pull grass that's pulled out already, and he doesn't realize, and he pulls the grass that's not pulled out. So that's what that pasuk is telling you.
He went to eat shuman and there was chelev with it?
He was eating something else. He was eating crackers, and he didn't realize he ate the chelev. That's what Misasik means.
So then move it.
You ready? PTSD. My time. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. So now Gemara goes into the Manda Amrim of the Mishnah. My time you look Savar Arba Kahali Ksivi. Now pay attention to the screen. It says Im Kol Adas Yol Yishgu Venelam Dover Meine. It didn't have to say Hakol. It could have just said Meine Kohol. Look at the next pasuk. Venu Dachas Rechato Aleh VeKrivu Kohol. Didn't have to say Hakol. So Yehuda holds because it's Ha. It's basically as if it says it's four times. So we have four limudim from this psukim instead of two limudim. And what are they?
Because the word kol itself is extra.
Is one.
No, it's altogether.
That's
extra.
One.
No.
That's ha is two. So,
yeah.
Kol is three. Ha
the word
is
itself,
four.
Kol is extra. It doesn't have to say kol.
No. Kol itself is not extra.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No.
What is it otherwise? V'nalam davar mi'ini hu. Mi'ini hu. Mi'ini wa. Hakohol. Or mi'ini kohol.
Oh, it didn't have to say hakol. So merely you have the limit of the pasuk. You have kol, the limit of the pasuk.
But it's not a reboot to be.
There is a limit. No, but there's a limit from it. Kol tells you that who it is. Let's see Gemara. Gemara is going to say. Ksav arbo kahal iksivi kol akol kol akol chad l'chayv akol kol v'kol. They tell you that every kol is chayv. That's just kol. Chad lohi ro tluy bebezin umaisa tluy bekol, which we had on Gimel with Aleph. That if bezin goes on their psak, but no kol does, it's nothing. Echad, legreira, what's greira? That the rest of the people who don't sin, they also have to bring. They get dragged in. Echad, lechevich, also by Raz Bezdin, that they have to bring. Reb Shimon says, no, tlos kahalik sivi. Hakol, kol, and hakol, me'ene, hakol, urche de krohu, k'am me'inche, me'ene de planya. Basically, the pasuk of the first one, me'ene hakol, that's not extra. That's the normal way of talking. So basically, you have three. So what is it? Chal chal v'kol kol v'kol. V'trei achrinin, the other two, nemer lamata kol v'nemer kol, ma'al bezna, and akol afkam bezna kol. Why you need two for gzera shava, ayin sham.
What?
V'remeir, you have two psukim for gzera shava. V'remeir, whatever.
You're not dashing in the riba anymore.
No. So you only
have. You still have an extra hay. Because call would have been anyways there.
So you have three.
Yeah, so one you learn.
One you learn. The other two off Gzeir Shava.
The other two off Gzeir Shava.
Yeah. Vera Meir, call hakol loy darsh. He doesn't dash the whole thing. Therefore, hikuch, it's only trei kahalik sivi. Mi boile, nema lamata kol, nema al kol malam bezin loy tzibah, afkam bezin loy tzibah. So he only has, that's it. That's all he has. And Shimra Lazar, my timer, He holds that if it's roiv shvatim or roiv people, Zion. My time, k'siv v'hoi me'enei ha'eda amam yutul, k'siv me'enei, k'siv ki yilchala ha'am mishkaga. Lamim adu ruba im yutul lo'ay. Okay, tzad osu v'avein ruba shakal o'y zayin al-bashayin ruba shakal, kayyavin. V'rab shimra ra'meir da'i rod tluy bezdin u'mais tluy b'kol that we had a gimel ma'al of minalu, because they don't have the pasuk extra to say that. Arabaya, they have a new pasuk, da'am akra. Here we go. Hint, hint. You have to realize these papers, I picked them up off the floor, literally.
Picked them up?
Off the floor.
Really?
Yeah, when you fell, they fell on the floor. It gave us our glitch. Woo! Arabai Damakra, if you have to fall somewhere, it's good to fall on the tuchus. There's a padding there. Arabai Damakra, Vahayim Eina Eida, Nasa Lishkaga. That's third base. Rav Amar Milakola on Mishkaga. It's also on here, is it?
Yeah, Kilachol on Mishkaga. Next passage.
Kilachol, not Milachol. What a Milachol. Kilachol. Mitzricha. Because Rachmana. By the way, are you available for Shofar for Yom Noraim?
Why?
Mavakshe needs someone.
Well, he's not going to do that.
He might ask you.
What happened to Yehuda?
Yehuda?
No.
Yehuda Blumenthal? He's doing yeshiva. Took the shtel in yeshiva from his father.
From his father,
Yehuda's going to yeshiva. Yehuda wanted yeshiva already last year, but his father was like half in, half out. He should have done it last year already.
His father
last year almost couldn't do it. He couldn't stand. It was very hard. His brother did the first 30. He did the first 30. His brother did 30, and then he did the last 30. He should have done it last year.
His father could still. He doesn't have a
pressure. He can't stand. He can't.
No, I'm saying not well, last year, not now.
Last year he was able to blow, but he couldn't stand. I don't know. His father's very happy for him to do it. His father wants him to take over the shtetl.
He wants to see his son there, of course. Everybody wants to see their son taking over.
No, but the Hesher, there's someone else in the shul who can blow.
Why is it Hesher doesn't want to do it himself? It's real Rebbe Shazak.
Hesher blows? I don't know if he blows.
To learn, what's the big
deal? I told you about Barabaran, yeah, we used to be.
Yeah.
Barabaran, I told you the Miser Barabaran? Barabaran, every year he would go over to the Chashuva's guy and he would say, this year you're blowing.
I don't know.
You're blowing, it's Chosland. It was an Alta Sheikhet who used to shecht every Yom Kippur by Yeshiva.
Okay.
So he comes to shecht and he looks around. Come over here. Guy said, well, what do you need? You're going to shecht this year. He said, I don't know how to shecht. He said, it didn't stop you from blowing Shofar. You also don't know how to blow and it didn't stop you. That year, they said that the next year of Iron Heart about the carry. Like that was it. He got
the
bet. Yeah.
He read between the lines.
That guy was I say Zuckerberg, I miss him, but it sounds good. If there's someone who was there, you know.
I can teach Hashi to blow. You can teach Hashi to blow.
Is that so hard to
do? I can't teach now to Shana.
Sure you can.
You could do it in 2 weeks.
How much
could
teach you?
It's not about the lips.
I can't do it.
Placement in the lip and anything else.
Anybody could blow?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's a technique.
No, and you can learn to play the trumpet.
No, it's different. It's something different.
No, you can blow the shofar. Especially you have to have the shofar that can blow.
That's a different story.
Often you go to bingo
and you take the first thing out of the bin.
Shofar's already 80% stopped up inside. So, if you have a shofar that can blow, a good shofar.
Or tries has always had good shofars.
I don't know if that's good. Who said that's good?
It depends on the person's lip. If he has thin lips, he has thicker lips. It's harder.
I whine in the lip of my shofar.
How? I have to work on my shofar once.
How?
I have a round metal file.
Chainsaw blades.
Not chainsaw blades. It's a round metal.
Those are chainsaw. They use them to sharpen chainsaws. It's a chainsaw file that's used to sharpen chainsaws.
Small round thing. My hand. I don't do it with a machine. My hand. I used to, when I was blowing, I would fill it up with lemon juice, put it in a bowl, let it soak overnight in lemon juice.
Why?
Softens it up a little bit.
And it's good for the shaver?
Well, you get a better tone, you get a better sound. And then it's all about making sure your lips are sealed. You have to have lung clutches. You can't just
To be able to push out 5 seconds of air from your mouth is not a big deal. You can't blow out 5 seconds. You can't go for 5 seconds.
So it's the same thing in the breathing. You don't force yourself.
You have to learn how to breathe.
Yeah. More than 5 seconds. It's 8 seconds, no?
You don't need 8 seconds.
Sounds fine.
I think Blumenthal is 8 seconds.
You do what?
I think Blumenthal is 8 seconds.
Completely unnecessary.
Tequila.
Who?
Regular tequila.
Who does 8 seconds?
5, 6 seconds.
3 seconds.
Who does 8 seconds?
I don't want 3 seconds.
18 tamutas. Come on, don't you remember your tamutas?
I just go whenever the finger goes down to stop.
That's because you already have built it up, because you could blow for 3.5 minutes, because you blow a clarinet. It's a different story.
3.5 minutes. But you don't understand how long. When the breath starts to go, you're like.
You're pulling.
Doing 30 cuts again, the first.
The first 30 is the first 10.
Even the first 10 you farm, and then you start like, you have to do true, your lips start to get like,
numb.
Your lips are getting numb.
They get numb.
You can't hold it, you can't force the air.
So what do you do?
No, you have to
daven and hope that it goes through. And you know, and you're for a minute, that's
a better practice, no one ever happens.
Ashkenaz is much harder because it's hard, yes. They're broken up in between.
10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Ashkenaz, you're only doing it during Chazar Shashat. And then Chazar Shashat, it's like you're doing 30, 30, 30, 30.
Yes, you do 30 at the beginning, you do 30 by Tescabo, you're doing 30, like you're doing 30 all over the place.
It's only two 30s.
Yeah.
Once before and once after.
There's no three Hayom Harasalms?
No, that's always Chazal says, but it doesn't. But you guys, by
what do you mean?
And by Hoch, you're taking up another 30.
Oh,
we don't do it by Shtol Shmenes.
And we only do 10 at the end, right? You do.
I do 40 at the end.
Right, they do 40 at the end, 30, 30.
30, 30, and 40.
No, you do 30, 30, 30, and then 10.
Right, 30, 30, 30, and then 10.
You do it by right before Leno, right before Kaveh.
And every single year,
Zobunito.
For some reason, you don't ever know where it is.
Everybody does different places.
So, yeah, no, like, every level. Where do we go? Now? No, wait.
Everybody hikes, you know. When
I was standing up there.
Discabo, I think.
Yeah.
They don't do the Mil Kaddish. They never do the Mil Kaddish.
Really?
Ashkenaz doesn't do the Mil Kaddish.
Like Discabo, like Discabo. I remember clearly, yeah? The Aaron Shechter, yeah, yelling out, Tescabo!
What do you mean? The Rav does it. I mean,
no, Svar is Svar always.
I remember Rav Aaron.
Ashkenaz, you do it before Tescabo?
And that was the biggest thing. You heard him yell, Tescabo!
I don't know.
Okay.
No, Ashkenaz
doesn't have. It's ringing in my head.
They do it after.
30 years.
He did 30 by Tescabo.
No, they do Svar and hug him.
Where? In Chaim Berlin?
Yeah.
Chaim Berlin, yes. Some stuff.
Grah.
That's not Svar. Different.
I grew up in Mizrach HaShanah, they don't do it in Mil Kaddish.
You know, as much as they do, Grah, they do still Vesara V'fanach Yisir Senekol Chacharbon, and they end of Vesach HaZana the same way like everybody else does. They don't do the Grah ending.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember from Shariyash days.
Okay, let's go. Let's finish up.
They all end off the other way. They end off
I'm
sure.
I'm not happy.
Not
the other way.
My wife is just a bas mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. Like,
well, you don't want to do it.
You know that Artsfa makes dirt for Artsfa?
It's to blow. I love men. Oh,
wait, you could go with you. It's right here.
I understand. That's why I would like, if you really ask me, I don't know if I would tell him no. But
you can cut out in the middle. Go for Shachos.
No, I don't know that. Now that's a chutzman.
I hear
what?
They did by Joe also. Like they brought in a guy for Shachris, he left for Moshe. Like,
nah.
If you
have
there,
a job,
there, stay. You go. Like, it's not like, you know, it's not like.
Yeah,
you know,
he's right. He's right about that. It's a Shachar. It's a Choshev. It's a Choshev Zad.
Well, you get an Aliyah for free.
So maybe I should learn how to blow. I'll blow there.
Blow in Yeshiva. And all the boys can have fun with you.
I can blow in Yeshiva. And not anymore. Yehuda got the shtetl. Yehuda ain't giving back to me so fast.
Exactly. Once he has it, it's yeshiva shtetl. It's not a
shul. Choshev shtetl.
It's
a choshev
shtetl.
If you have an easy.
When Rabbi Magid daven shachas for you, right? Rabbi Magid daven shachas?
No.
No.
We have a guy.
No.
Blaze is not like that.
How's she not going to do it?
Jackson,
he's
not walking
to us
from Jackson.
No, we have a, no, we 1 year of Yagadavim, but we have a guy, a Talmud.
A Talmud? Oh, he lives in the
neighborhood,
he walks in, stays back. Oh.
Whatever, he stays around.
Okay, let's go.
It's Musaf.
Ablaze the sun.
Okay.
Mendy is something special.
Nobody's like Mendy.
No one is like Mendy.
I miss him.
Except my grandfather.
Mendy has a. I told someone today. Someone has a Siyata Shmaya. The guy, everybody's sleeping. You go Yom Kippur. The whole shul is like. Minute Mendy starts, the place is alive. It's like unbelievable. Siyata Shmaya.
And he got it. And he shortened it up.
He got. He gets better every year.
Mendy
Pollack.
He gets better every year.
Never heard about feel like
and
this.
And also in the last couple of years, he started adding.
I never heard about feel like this.
The last couple of years, he started changing up Nagunim.
Still hit 40 in my brain saying he does it differently.
I still have some.
Listen, anytime you hear growing up one thing for 30 years.
My grandfather was as nice as Mendy, or just the nusach was different?
Different.
And the songs
also.
Well, Mendy's
every year was a new thing.
Mendy's nusach is the nusach, but his. The varm that he brings is what pulls.
Yeah, that's
not
yeah.
The nusach.
Yeah, no.
The nusach is this. The nusach is 95% the same across every single shul.
No, but it's also
he has interesting nusach.
If you understand pure shamilim, then you could daven like a proper match. If you don't understand what you're saying and you're just saving, you wound up saying sholosh regalim bashana, not sholosh.
No, but what's interesting about Mendy is like when he sings after usashuva, right? The songs that he has from his father must have really known how to daven because they really fit the words. It's
a beautiful his grandfather.
So he knew how to.
Nagunim, everything that he wrote, he wrote it from the words to words.
They started Purim time already. He was ready. Pesach was already. He had sessions in Mishchidish El with the Olam. These are the songs that I'm singing. So
they have that about Chassidim, they have that.
Yeah, we
have
bells and this, they have
that. Bartholomew Schreiber's house, he sit down at the piano, and he'd make new songs every year. Every year he'd be Mechadish, another five, six, so every year the Yesoya was new, Kaddish was new, Hayim Harsoylum was new, Reshes was new. We sang, I was growing up, Mudget's finished at the best 4 o'clock. At the latest,
finish
was like 4:12. No one was ready to like, you know. And then they also start early. They also start at 8 o'clock. It was packed.
They come to hear him. They come just for Musaf to hear him.
Packed.
It's not.
My grandfather once when he finished davening, I remember.
But today is no minyan, right? There's nothing left there.
Before he walked home, he took his undershirt off because it was chita. He walked home with it. It was he could wrung it out. My grandfather. No. His shirt was soaking.
He put all his kaychas in. I've seen him daven. He davened him onto a shchedish bench.
I remember.
He puts his whole.
We were stupid. We were like, come on, get over with.
No, but by the way, did you notice? It was the funniest thing to me. I see you on one side of the shul, your brother Yossi in the front, he's on the shul. Muddy's in the back, and I'm hearing, okay, so three people are singing with the Zeda, I understand. Then I hear from the Vaitan somebody else is singing along. I couldn't figure out for the life of me who's singing along. Yaged is singing along. I'm like, where does he come in? He grew up with it. I didn't.
You understand? I want to tell you what it means.
But he was on Seventh Heaven Yagid. He was dancing and
Shabbos,
popping.
That Shabbos that he was here, so my mother slept by Yossi's out, and she gets up at 7:30 in the morning. Here's my grandfather's singing. He's in the living room, and he's practicing. Rosh Chodesh Menching. So what happens? You've done Rosh Chodesh Menching probably. Hundreds and hundreds of times. Every single one is not the same chodesh as it was last year. It's not the same one. Each one has its own.
95 years old.
Each one has.
Come again.
What was the scene?
You know what? I couldn't enjoy it. Today I would enjoy it a lot more.
Because you were standing, you were always waiting to save your chodesh.
No, it was like, I don't know. I didn't chop the godless of him. You don't chop the godless.
I'm standing, I'm watching him. It's a performance.
Dalam didn't chop the godless of him.
No, he was sat there, but he sat there and he practiced.
It's a performance.
I'm saying, Dalam didn't chop.
When he's singing, he's envisioning a 30-piece orchestra playing with him. He's not writing.
I'm saying, Dalam didn't chop.
He's not writing a thing like this.
It's like the Rosh Hashiva is giving for 1,000.
Let's
go weiter.
He's giving Shir Kloli.
I'm trying to give a Shir Kloli here. What do you both psukim? Because Rachman of Ahayim Eina Eidon Es Sol Shkago Ava Mina Filu Biyutu Lachikos Seve Cholam Shkago.
Like
we did it before.
He's like the nagging wife, Hello?
He's worse.
Good that he's sitting on the
other side. Ha'amina, I feel me yutul ha'chik siv l'chol ha'mishkaga. Because l'chol ha'mishkaga ha'amina adi of the base din b'hadi rubo. L'chik siv. V'in eden esal l'shkaga. V'ha'chik sivi ha'nekroi v'abayis kamo hudik sivi. Ya'fina meina meina. Okay. Hayru Bezdin Shel Echad. That's a private sector. So one Bezdin for a Shevet. So Iboilu, Shevet Echad Le Rabbi Yehuda, Bahiras Bezdin Agodo. Mi Maisi Shah Shvatim Eloi. What do you do? Mi Aminon, Shiva Shvatim, the Maisi Shah Shvatim, Adayu, Mishim Ikaruba. Avachad Shevet Lek Ruba Loi. Idim Loishno? Toshma. My Mavin, Parachot, Shimon Omer, Shnei Par, my skin, Ilim Shotu Shivo, Shimon Tamri boy, you need eight because business to bring El the Chotu Shevet Echot. But my Iberal Bez Dinoi, Shimon Leslie,
doesn't intend to bring it all.
El Labarol Bez Agol, Tanakam Mani, Inimer, Mayor, Ruba Boya, El Lab Yehuda, Gashot Shevet Echot. So most of Amri Yachim, my skin, Gashotu Shisha Shvotim, and Ruba Shakal. Rabbi Shimon Lazu, the Tan of Shimon Lazu Omer, Mishmoy Chotu Shisha, and Ruba Shakal, Shiva, Abish and Ruba Shakal, Mavin Par. Okay. Toshma, so we don't have a riot.
But that's what Bezdin HaGadol has to bring up.
Yeah. Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda, Shevich, also by Rav Bezdin, Yisrael Shevich Chayav, Shach Shvatim Turim. Rav Bezdin HaGadol, Afilu Shach Shvatim Chayav, Mishma Amino. So you see that you do, even by one Bezdin. By one Shevich. Omer Rav Ashma, Sis Nami Dekat, Tony, but also Yisrael Shevich Al Piyam. Yisrael Shevich Chayav, Shach Shvatim Turim, Lama Limisni. Shach Shvatim Turim, what did it say for? Hatonah Yisrael Shevich Chayav. The Kivin Tonah Yisrael Chayav, Melia Dinah Shach Shvatim Turim. Elokim Ashma, by Rav Bezdin, Who the Shah Shvatim Paturim, but Ross Bezdin HaGadol, I feel Shah Shvatim Chayav Mishmami, no, yeah. Iboy Luhu, Shevet Echot Sheosu Beroaz Bezdin HaGadol, Lo Bishimen Mi Maisi Oiloi. Toshma, Ma Mivim Par Echot, Bishimen Oim Shnei Parim. Shnei Parim, Shmoyne Parim Boye. Elo Dechoto Shevet Echot. U Ma Ilim Beroaz Bezdin HaGadol, Bishimen Lesley, Elo Beroaz Bezdin HaGadol. But this is what Tanakama man, Ira Meir, Ruba, Ira Yehuda Shashvat, and I'm Maisi. Elo man, I'm Shimon Alozahi, Vichel Tanya. Toshma, so we know Raya. Again, Chom, I'm Loyal, I'm Menachai, Vela, Al Roz, Bezna, Gold, Ma, Chom, Ilim, Ra, Meir, Ruba, Boy, Elo, Lav, Shimon, Ishma, Mino. So you see that he holds also that he would be Chayv. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Shevet Echad, the Ikri, Kol, Menol. How do they know that one Shevet's a call? So Gemara says,
You see
that we call Kahal Yehuda a call. Just Yehuda is a call. So Gemara says, Maskar Rachar Yaakov Mai Dilma Shani Yerushalayim Daven Ami Bin Yamin. So it's two Shvatim. How you know one Shevet's called a call? Elo Amar Rachar Yaakov Dachsim Vayimei Lai Hini Mafrichov Rabbi Sichem Zatichel Kal Amim. Manas Yo Lahishai, the Binyamin Shmami, no. You see that it's called a call. Hakam Rachmana, the Gemara says, no, Misyad Lachashta call Achrino. Maybe what it means is that by having. Oh, Hakam Rachmana, Misyad Lachashta call Achrino. Only Rav Shvul Rav Kana, how do you know? Dilma Hakam Lachmana, Lachi Misyad, Labinyamin, who Dav Yud Beshvat, and the Miskaya is called. Amalei. How could you say that? Elo shnei masu shvatim iku kol. Achad shvatim iku kol. We just said before that two would be kol. Yehuda miyam. And now you want to go to 12? That makes no sense. That is the end of today's daf. Thank you very much. We're going to do the next daf in a minute.